Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tolos, it is your opportunity, your chance to be the expert. Maybe you just got off of work on this Tolo Tuesday. Maybe you had a bad day at work. That's possible. It's a possibility. Any day at work sometimes for you, Tolos, is a bad day at work, right? But it is now time for you to become the expert. We are doing a win-loss game with you. What is a win-loss game? It's very simple. You call the show, you tell us who your team is, and we pull up their schedule. We go game by game, as I'm about to do with Diesel, and you predict the record of finish for your team in 2025. Dan B's already on hold, waiting on Nebraska because he is a Nebraska fan. So it doesn't matter. NFL, college, pro, heck, you want to do high school, we'll do it. Whatever you want to do. Right here, the win-loss game, an opportunity for you, Tolos, to put your prediction hats on in this very segment. Let's quickly, Diesel, show the Tolos exactly how it's done so they can participate. If you've never called the show before, let today be the first time you call the show. Let's see how good of a picker you are. Diesel's team is App State, so he calls the show. He says, my name's Diesel. App State's my team. All right, Diesel, ready? 2025 App State football schedule.
Let's do it.
Charlotte, 49ers.
Charlotte is a team that always struggles to get good talent there. Bottom half of the American Athletic Conference. I think this game, by the way, is at Charlotte, but it's being played in Bank of America Stadium. So it's played in a neutral site. I think App State wins this game. And again, the news that we got in the last segment that App State's running back Kanye Roberts tore his ACL. The interesting thing is, I would have guessed that Kanye Roberts would be the clear number one running back this season, but according to Phil Steele, who knows all, right? You never question Phil Steele. He's actually listed as the number two back on the roster behind a transfer who came in from Arkansas. Number three back is a guy that came in from Tennessee. So a lot of power program transfers in the running back room. Certainly hurts to lose that depth and experience, but I think App State handles Charlotte fairly easily.
Okay, and Tolos, for time purposes, don't give near as much details and insight as Diesel
okay,
just did.
Sorry.
Lindenwood.
I don't even know who that is. That's a win.
No insight there, Diesel. Are you kidding me?
The Lindenwood.
Lindenwood?
I'm going to guess they are the... Do you know?
Lions.
What? How do you know that?
I'm looking at the schedule.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was
like, how Lindenwood Lions. Diesel, you're going 2-0 on App State?
2-0.
All right, Saturday, September 27th at Boise State. Win or loss?
You skipped their September 13th game on the road at Southern Miss. That's a Charles Huff-led team. Charles Huff taking basically his entire team from Marshall down to...
My apologies. How did I miss Southern Miss?
Hattiesburg. Southern Miss, I think, wins this game on the road. They're an improved team. I think Southern Miss wins.
Okay, so Southern Miss, you've got App State 3-0, is that right?
That's the loss.
Oh, I'm sorry, loss. I'm sorry, I was answering phone calls. Okay, at Boise State, 2-1 becomes?
Oh, that's another loss.
2-2. Oregon State.
I don't know anything about this Oregon State team. For some reason, big games, App State doesn't play well in big games at home. Okay. So another loss, 2-3.
2-3 at Georgia State.
They suck. Win.
3-3, hosting Coastal Carolina.
Coastal had a sub-500 season last year. They're not very good either. I'm going to call a win on a walk-off field goal, 4-3.
Hey, by the way, that'll be a big game. Saturday, maybe a night game, right? TBA.
Always a blast when the Shants come to town.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so what's your record again so far?
4-3.
At Old Dominion.
At Old Dominion. Oof, that's a program that hadn't beat App State, but like once in its history.
Okay.
I'm going to say we win that game.
All right, so you're 5 wins?
Yeah,
wins?
Yeah, 5-3. I'm not super confident about this team this year.
Okay. Bye week, Georgia Southern and Boone. 5-3 becomes?
5-3 becomes 5-4.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a Thursday night game.
Yeah, all right. Saturday, November 15th at JMU in Harrisonburg.
That's a loss.
That's tough there.
Yeah.
5-5. Hosting Marshall, the Thundering Herd.
Win.
Okay, I like it. 6-5.
Win because they lost their entire team to Southern Miss.
And then you're facing Arkansas State, led by, do you remember from yesterday, Arkansas State?
Champions of life, Butch Jones.
Yes. Yes, congratulations.
You could have stopped at Butch Jones. That's a win.
So you have 7 wins,
mm-hmm.
5 losses.
7-5.
All right, there you go.
Bowl game. How about
that? Is how you do it. Diesel's going to pull up Nebraska's schedule for 2025. So while he does that, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Dan B., Scotty from BMW, Dewey. If you just tuned in, we're playing the win-loss game just as Diesel just did with App State. He has App State 7-5, and we bring DB on the show. DB, you ready, man?
Yep.
All right, Diesel, take it away.
All right, Dan, to start the season, you're playing a Cincinnati in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, that's a win.
Okay, I like
1-0 to start. I love it. Okay. Game 2 of the season, September 6th, facing Akron.
A win.
You better hope so. 2-0. Week 3, Houston Christian.
Greater than 99% to win. Win.
Is this a high school schedule?
Kidding,
what is
man.
This, Dan? Come on.
Wow.
Week 4, still at home. How about that? Not a true road game on the schedule yet, facing Michigan in Lincoln.
All right. I'll take it as a loss, but they are only a 3-point underdog at this time.
Okay. 4-0, you say. No, you say that's a loss,
it's
right?
Not,
loss.
No.
3-1.
I'll give that one a loss.
3-1. Okay. Bye week, and then you're facing Michigan State, both of you, off of a bye.
Yep, another win.
Another win, so you got 4-1 at that point. Then you're going on the road at Maryland.
Another win.
5-1 on the road at Minnesota.
So there's two of these kind of coin flipping. Well, actually, there's three. I'm going to go ahead and take the loss on this one.
Okay, 5-2.
At Minnesota, and it's a coin flip.
5-2 ball game, 5-2 team at that point. And then you're facing Northwestern at home.
Yeah, that's another high percentage win.
6-2, then you're facing Southern Cal at home.
Yeah, so this was it, coin flip-ish. I'll take the home win as an upset.
Wow, that's a big
7-2, Southern Cal coming off a bye. Then you're going on the road against UCLA, who are also coming off a bye.
Yeah, I'll take it as a win.
8-2 football team bye week, and then you go on the road at Penn State.
Yeah, that's a loss.
8-3, and you close out the season on a Friday night against Iowa at home.
Yeah, so I think they'll be excited to have their chance at going 9-3, so I'm going to call that coin flip-ish. We're 54% to win, so I'll call it the win.
9-3,
a
two-win improvement
from
Matt Rhule. In his third season. How about that? 9-3, says Dan.
Dan, we've got it written down. Thanks, man.
Maybe that's how Josh Pate puts them in the playoffs.
There you go. All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Let's go to Scotty from BMW, who wants to go Tennessee Titans. Scotty, you ready, man?
I am. What's up, guys?
All right. What's up, man? Good to hear from you. As always, we're going regular season. Tennessee Titans is Scotty's team at the Denver Broncos to open the season on September 7th.
That's a loss.
Okay. 0-1.
0-1.
Diesel's keeping track of the record. The next week, they're hosting the L.A. Rams.
That's a loss.
Wow.
0-2.
Down on this team already. The next week, in Nashville again, hosting Daniel Jones-led Indianapolis Colts.
I think we got a win there, guys.
Okay, I'm with you.
1-2.
I'd hope so, right? 1-2. You travel to Houston the next week, NRG Stadium, Houston Texans.
That's a loss.
Ooh, 1-3.
All right, at Arizona and Glendale.
Ooh, that's a toss-up.
I think so.
That's a loss.
Oh, my gosh.
1-4.
Are you sure you're a Titans fan? You're a realistic Titans fan. Next week.
I love my team, but I'm not crazy.
Okay, I like it. Scotty, next week, your Titans go to Las Vegas, Nevada, to take on the Raiders.
I think we got that one.
Okay.
2-4.
2-4. Nissan Stadium, back in the friendly confines, hosting New England.
That's a loss.
Ooh. 2-5.
Another rematch from your division foe at Indy.
We'll probably lose the second one.
God.
2-6.
That's a rough start. Jeez, for the Tennessee Titans, because it doesn't get any better or easier, Diesel. Next week in Nashville, hosting Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
That's a loss.
Yep. 2-7.
Yep. Bye week comes around. You host the Texans.
We'll probably lose that one, too.
Okay.
2-8.
This is not getting any better. Seattle and Nashville, the Seahawks come to town.
See, I think we can upset them.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. You're due for a win.
3-8.
It's been 9 years since you picked the win, Scotty. 3-8. Titans will host the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's probably our last win of the season.
Wow.
4-8.
And there's still like 6 games at Cleveland.
That's a loss.
Are you kidding me?
4-9.
At San Francisco.
That's a loss.
Hosting Kansas City.
Ooh. Late in the season. I think we can win that one. Mahomes get hurt.
You picked them to lose every game, but you haven't beaten the Chiefs?
5-10. Come on, Scotty. Come on, Scotty. You didn't stop on your way home to pick up a six-pack, did you?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we're at 5-10 now, right, Diesel?
I'm just being honest. Hey, they had that first draft pick last year. They didn't do much better in the offseason.
All right, you're hosting the Saints on December 28th.
Ooh, that's definitely a win. We got that one.
Okay.
6-10.
And then finishing the season in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm going to say that's a loss.
6-11, Scotty.
Ooh. Is that good?
First-round draft pick next year.
First-round draft pick. I mean, are you happy? Are you happy with that, Scotty?
No, but you got to be realistic. I ain't going to be one of these crazy fans. That
I mean, they went 3-14 last year, so 6 wins is pretty good.
So I doubled it. I doubled it.
There you go. Doubled it. Thanks for the call, Scotty. We appreciate you as always, man. We're playing the win-loss game on the Fan Upstate Tolos. If you just tuned into the show, call the show with your team, just as Scotty and DB and Diesel did so wonderfully. We will pull up the schedule for your team.
Mm-hmm.
You make the predictions. Diesel, you pull up the Gamecock schedule because long-lost Dewey joins the show. And, Dewey, before we do this, can we just say like 12-0, or are you going to be realistic about it and we actually need to go through the schedule?
Well, I thought about it, and I think I need to be realistic.
Okay.
Okay, Dewey, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, week number one in Atlanta, taking on Virginia Tech.
I'm going to win.
Okay.
Okay. Week two, September 6th, facing South Carolina State.
That's a win.
2-0. Week three against Vanderbilt.
That's a win.
3-0 to start the season. Then they'll go on the road and face Missouri.
That's going to be a loss.
3-1. All right. Then coming off a bye on September 27th, facing Kentucky in Columbia.
That's a borderline, but I think a win.
4-1. How about that? 4-1 going into the bye week. And then they face LSU on the road.
That's going to be a loss.
How about Oklahoma at home on October 18th?
That's a win.
It's a win. 5-2.
He's got him at 5-2 as of right now.
5-2 through October 18th. And then October 25th, you're facing Alabama.
That's a win.
What?
Whoa, 6-2.
Wins.
Six
How about
and two?
That? Then you're facing Mississippi on the road. That would be Ole Miss.
That's a loss.
That's a loss on the road. You got them at 6-3. Bye week, and then they're going on the road at Texas A&M.
That's a loss.
6-4. Ooh. November 22nd, facing Coastal Carolina.
That better be a win.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then to wrap it up, they'll play Clemson at home in Williams-Brice, which I'm sure is going to be a sold-out game.
Be a win.
There you go. So he's got him at 8-4.
8-4, Dewey?
He's got him at 8-4.
Dewey, I will say this. I'm proud of you for keeping it realistic there.
I tried, but if they go 5-0, they're going to go 12-0.
Okay.
There you go, Dewey. With
he
the
just
8-4
said
record.
If they go 5-0, they're going to go 12-0. So if he says if they're going to start hot, they're going to finish.
Interesting.
Thanks, Dewey. Yeah. All right. Back to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. John Dog, what's up, man?
How y'all doing?
Good. Your team is?
Georgia.
Georgia Bulldogs. You ready?
Yes, sir.
2025 Georgia Bulldogs open up at home August 30th with a thundering herd of Marshall.
Win.
Okay.
1-0.
Next week, you host Austin Peay.
Win.
2-0.
2-0.
Next week, you play competition, finally, at Neyland Stadium, Tennessee Volunteers.
That'll be a tough one, but that's 3-0.
Okay.
3-0.
Going to the bye, John Dog's got them 3-0. They come back home and host Alabama.
That's a loss.
Ooh, Alabama at home with an extra week to prepare.
Okay.
God, where's your faith in Kirby?
I like it. So 3-1, right? 3-1 the next week, hosting John Dog, Kentucky.
That's a win.
Okay.
4-1.
At Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium on October the 11th.
That's a win.
All right.
5-1.
The next week, back at Sanford Stadium in Athens, hosting Ole Miss.
That's a win. They're not getting embarrassed again.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
6-1.
Bye week again, John Dog hosting. Oh, I'm sorry. This one is in Jacksonville, as I should have known, against Florida.
That's a win.
Okay.
7.
7-1, Mississippi State.
That's a win.
Yep, on the road, I like that.
8.
Come back home, Diesel. John Dog host Texas.
That's a loss.
Okay. So what is
8-2?
8-2.
I'm
like good. 8-2, and then
an 8-2.
You host Charlotte.
That's a win.
Okay. And then at Georgia Tech.
That's a win.
10-2 for the Georgia Bulldogs. That means playoff bound, John Dog.
I hope so.
Appreciate you as always, man.
Thanks,
John Dog.
Appreciate
you. Diesel's going to pull up Clemson's schedule as Joey wants to continue on the win-loss game at 844-326-3663. Joey, are you ready, my friend?
Oh, I'm ready to tick off a lot of Clemson fans.
Oh, buddy.
But you truly are a Clemson fan, right?
I truly am a Clemson fan.
All right, I like it.
Well, we know that he can't really be a South Carolina fan because he would have thrown up in his mouth if he was calling in as some sort of a spy.
By the way, he texted the show and said, about to call and piss off all the Clemson fans by predicting the absolute floor for Clemson. So let's be clear. This is actually what you think Clemson will go?
Not will, but could. Very, very likely could go.
All right.
All right. Joey, week one, hosting LSU.
Never played LSU at home. They're coming to prove that this is the real this is the fake Death Valley. They're knocking Cade out. That's a loss.
0-1.
How about game number two versus Troy?
That's a win. I don't care who's the quarterback.
1-1.
Game three on the road at Georgia Tech.
Loss. Without Cade, it's loss.
So 1-2.
1-2 to start the season.
That's not good, by
Josh
the way.
Pate has Georgia Tech going to the ACC championship game.
Joey has Clemson starting the season 1-2.
How about week four against Syracuse?
Win.
2-2.
All right, bye week, and then they go on the road to North Carolina and Bill Belichick.
Win.
3-2.
All right, next week they'll stay on the road and play at Boston College.
Win.
4-2.
Following week, October 18th, they face SMU at home.
That'll be tough, but it's a home. I think Cade, if he does get hurt week one, will be back. That's a win.
5-2 barely.
Okay, bye week, and then Duke again. Duke off a bye for homecoming.
Win.
6-2, says Joey.
Florida State in the fighting Mike Norvell's.
The not fighting Mike Norvell's. That's a win.
7-2.
The pillow fighting Mike Norvell's. How about on the road at Louisville on a Friday night?
I think that'll be a loss.
Oh, how about that?
So 7-3.
Is that where you got them? 7-3, and then you host Furman Paladins.
That'll be a win.
Okay. 8-3.
And then to wrap up the season on the road at South Carolina.
And time to piss everybody off. That's a loss.
8-4.
8-4 for a team that people think could win a national championship.
And what
Joey.
Happens to the conversation and criticism towards Dabo if Clemson goes 8-4 this year?
It'll start warming up, but I think he's still good. In Clemson, I think he's good until he wants to be done.
No, I agree with you.
Thank you, Joey. And you know as well as I do, Joey, those cultists are not going to turn on Dabo for anything.
No, not at all.
thanks for the call,
four.
Joey.
Appreciate
8-4.
That
How
is interesting.
That?
I like the fact that Joey. I'll say this: there are a lot of Clemson fans out there who don't show, unbiased, who don't remove the glasses. I don't think they'll go 8-4, but I will say I appreciate Joey's honesty and the fact that he's not Mr. Average Clemson fan that's always pumping, sunshine and rainbows. And
I mean, look, injuries can happen at any time, but to call it in the opening week game against LSU, the biggest game of the season for the Clemson Tigers, and then it kind of goes off the rails from there, that's rough.
That would be epically bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be just catastrophic. Can you imagine if – oh, that I don't even think we can go there, can we?
From epically and stupendously bad to how about amazingly great, our audio blitz. What's going on out there in the sports world as far as sound? We'll hit that in your ears next on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.